Welcome to The Impact Factor, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world.
Ken MacArthur, what can I say about Ken MacArthur other than Ken has become a good friend?
You know a great person when you meet him, and I just want to tell you, he's a great man.
He has amassed a number of experts to speak to you.
Ken is one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, he just draws you in, almost like a grandfather with a chocolate bar and you're a little kid.
And then Ken's also like the mother bird that he pushes you out of the nest even when you think you're not ready to fly, and you actually do fly. So thank you, Ken, for pushing me out of the nest.
All you have to do is just do a Google search on Ken MacArthur, and you can see the amazing reputation this man has.
Welcome to number 9 in a series of conversations about how to create impact, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world. Today we're going to be talking about how to get a rock to stand on, the 3 essential ingredients. To have real impact, you need 3 essential ingredients: ideas, time, and money. You don't have one, use the others to get some. You don't have to have money to start out with, at least I didn't. But you do have to leverage money if you want to have a serious impact. You can beg, borrow, steal, joint ventures, sell your ideas, sell your possessions, or sell products and services or part of your business, but however you do it, you need money for massive impact. In a tiny way, even back when I was building my foundation for creating impact, I quickly managed to obtain thousands of dollars in computer equipment, a T1 line coming into my basement for connectivity, powerful software, and a few customers. Soon I was developing a powerful system to drive portal sites with community features such as chat and forums, and all was right with the world. But you gotta expect trouble.
Hey, this is Lori Ruff, the LinkedIn Diva, and you are listening to Ken MacArthur on The Impact Factor.
About this time, people start figuring out that most of the dot-com business plans aren't worth the paper they're printed on. In fact, people wondered if any business should be on the internet and started thinking that the whole internet thing is just a big lie. The bubble burst. Suddenly, customers were harder to come by and products were on hold. At the same time, I started noticing that organizations that spent $10,000 to $50,000 on my system didn't use all the features. In fact, they were using our powerful system as a brochure site. Heck, I can even do better myself. No matter what you're doing, expect that things won't always go the way that you want them to go. That way, you're not surprised when trouble finds you.
Hi, my name is Frank Souza. I've got to tell you this, Ken MacArthur is the real deal. I love that man. He's one of my very dearest friends. I'm going to recommend to anybody, anything that Ken MacArthur does is what you need to go to.
Know your limitations. Part of the problem was that I just don't like sales. I have no problem talking to someone once I have an appointment, but cold calling is not my idea of happy. My dream is to have people come to me. I will be thrilled to help them if they come in the door. Deep down, I know myself, just as you know yourself. When I was 20 years old, I owned my own pet store, and I loved it. People would see the sign, walk in the door, and I'd be able to help them out. It was perfect. There were no doors to knock on. The question became, how can I get people to walk into my store on the internet? When I started my company, I had big plans for taking my company public. I was learning that I love working for myself. I also learned from Mike and Ed that taking a company public is similar to having a job. If I tried to take a company public the way my friends Mike and Ed did, I'd be right back to working for somebody else, or I'd be out on my ear again. By this time, I had several sites of my own, but the sales pattern was clear. The sales were all coming from local companies, not from people who wandered into my website. There were a few exceptions, but face-to-face sales were the rule. So how do you get customers to walk in the door? First, you have to find the people.
Hi, my name is Mark White. How can we make impact in the lives of other people? We have found personally that giving first is the way to receiving in a large way. Not only does Ken model it, but he's the type of person that's absolutely trustworthy. So we are committed to Ken and all that he does. Highly recommend he and everything he does. Thanks a lot for listening. And if you can get to these events in any fashion, make every effort to do so.
When people first started dreaming of making a living on the internet, Jim Daniels was one of the early pioneers. Jim took $300 and started his online business. After just 6 months, he was able to quit his real job. Now Jim earns much more than he ever did working for somebody else, but he didn't start out by being an expert on the web. In early 1996, Jim used a $300 tax refund to buy a used IBM 386 computer. He hooked the computer up to the internet, and for several months, he researched how to start and market an online business. In his research, Jim found some great materials and soon put together 40 pages of great tips for starting a business online. These notes became the basis of Jim's first publication, Internet Email, Beyond the Basics. Jim did so well selling his manual that he soon realized that he was making more from the internet than he was from his regular job. In order to stay in touch with his customers, Jim put together a newsletter, the BizWeb eGazette. I was lucky enough to be among his first subscribers. I realized that if I wanted more customers, I needed to find out where they are. And I knew that Jim had many subscribers who could be my customers. So I sent Jim an email. I told him about the software that I created and suggested that we work together on a project. It didn't happen right away. In fact, it took a couple of years of emails and building the relationship before we finally decided to work together on our first project. Jim had built up a list of about 160,000 subscribers. That was a group of people. More important was the fact that his subscribers trusted Jim to give them quality advice and resources for making a living online. Trust level is key in selling products anywhere, but particularly on the internet, where there's so many people waiting to take your money. However, there was one even more important thing. Jim is quality. Quality is important. Life is too short to deal with people who do not bring the highest standards of quality to their life. I'm going to encourage you to find quality people with groups that trust them.
Hi, my name is Dennis Strimple. I just wanted to say this is my first experience with Ken MacArthur and his very talented group of people, and I am just blown away. It's just been remarkable. I've learned more than I can even say. I'm still trying to sort it all out in my mind. Changed my life in just an incredible way. Thank you, Ken.
Jim and I sent many emails back and forth, but we never talked on the phone. In fact, we still haven't talked on the phone to this day. We never signed a contract or legal agreement, yet we did more than $250,000 in sales in the first 6 months of our project. I'll be sharing much more about how we did this soon. I can hear you thinking, but Ken, I'm not some hotshot programmer. I don't have investors. I'm just an average person trying to get by. I barely have a cent to my name. What does this have to do with me? Well, first, there are no average people. People are extraordinary. Ask any human being on the earth to spend a full day telling you the story of his or her life. If you sit there and listen, you'll be amazed, guaranteed. Every person brings something unique to the table. So stop worrying about what you think you can't do and concentrate on those five things that you can do today. Start looking at your skill set. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't have any skills. And start thinking about how you can use them. If you can't think of skills, just make an attribute list. Let's do an example. 18 years old, female, has worked in a gift shop, has worked in a camera store, has taken photography lessons, Christian, has worked for a pony ride, was a Girl Scout, was in 4-H, played flute in a band, traveled to England, lived in the country, lived in California, lived in Missouri, lived in Pennsylvania, likes horror fiction, studied ballet, took gymnastics, has grandparents, has parents, has siblings, knows people who grew up in the 60s, went to a prom, got dumped by a boyfriend, dumped a boyfriend, got lost, had a friend on drugs, knew somebody who died. The list can go on forever, and everything on this list is an experience that you can use to impact another person. Imagine what you can come up with if you've lived more than 18 years. Start assessing your skills. Try on some of these skills for size: public speaking, writing, networking, sales, video production, graphic design, programming, website development, general computer skills, general business skills, generating back-of-the-room sales, interviewing others, getting targeted traffic to a website, putting on a teleconference, leading a discussion group, motivating a forum, using search engines, conducting research, getting qualified leads, converting leads into buyers, creating joint ventures, creating podcasts, being a radio host, hosting a television show, writing a newspaper column, creating information products. There are many skills that you may have right now. You can quickly develop other skills, and what you don't have now and can't develop, you can always outsource. What you want to do right now is start listing the skills that you do have so that you can leverage them as you develop new resources and systems of your own. Start by taking a long look at how you got to the place you are right now. Your knowledge, skills, and experiences are what have carried you to the successes that you've experienced already. When you first got started, where did your clients come from? Why did they buy from you? How did you attract them? Which skills have they depended on? Which skills have produced the most income for you? What kind of new skills would you like to develop? What activities excite you the most each day? What skill makes you the most proud? You will find many more revealing questions that will make you really think about all the wonderful skills you have right now to leverage your impact when you use your impact assessment tool at theimpactfactor.com/resources. For now, just think about the possibilities and start listing the skills that you can use to leverage your impact in a notebook.
Hi, it's Charlie Seymour Jr. of TheVideoMarketingGuys.com, and you're listening to Ken MacArthur's podcast, The Impact Factor. Now listen closely to this guy. He's someone who can aim you in the right direction, give you the path, push you toward your goal. He's all about impact. You want to pay attention to him. He's also a great connector. Ken MacArthur, The Impact Factor.
When I started my business, I had a few skills to work with, just as you do. Some of these skills I used to leverage my impact, others I ignored. Along the way, I developed new skill sets. Just to give you an idea about the types of things you might want to look at, I'll tell you about a few of the skills and a few of the gaping holes I had in my skill sets when I first started building my own system. First, I was lucky enough to have some programming skills. At the beginning of my career, those skills set me apart from thousands of people who were eager to start a business on the internet, but lacked the basic computer and programming skills that I developed during my programming days. I had a few people skills. In fact, in general, people find me likable, honest, and dependable. I try to do the things I tell people I will do, and although I'm not always successful, I try to make things right when I'm not. People skills can take you a long way. If you sincerely enjoy working with other people, then you have a head start when you want to make a difference. The list of skills that I didn't have was much longer. I'd never done public speaking, been interviewed, developed an information product, or built a list. I was a lousy salesperson, was terrible at keeping business records, didn't know anything about graphics or video production, or had ever been on camera or done a podcast. My point is that you can do any of these things, and you can develop skills quickly. Start making two lists right now. First list is all the skills that you can leverage right now, and the second list is skills that you want to develop. These lists will be very helpful when you use the online impact assessment tool to develop your action plan.
It's Trevor Tokraker Crook here. Look, I'm a speaker and copywriter. I've known about Ken MacArthur for some time. Recently I had the pleasure of speaking with him at the Canadian Marketing Summit. This is how I got to come to the Impact event, and what an impact it's been. Seriously, I've spoken all over the world, many events, many platforms, and there's never ever been an event like this in terms of not just the content, but the actual joint venture, the networking relationships that have been built. This is the most powerful event I've been to in terms of relationships. I've met a lot of great people. And there's one common denominator, Ken MacArthur. So I suggest you get off your butt and get to his next event, and definitely make sure you're impact. Otherwise, you're leaving money on the table. Tokraker, over and out.
Let's start looking at your impact goals. When you start setting goals, try to avoid some of the common mistakes in goal setting. Setting too many goals. Not being specific. Creating goals that can't be measured. Setting goals that aren't relevant. Developing goals that aren't realistic. Setting goals that have no time limit. Not putting goals in writing. Setting goals that are too easy. Framing goals negatively. For example, I will not eat cake for a month. Not understanding why you want to achieve a goal. Not setting priorities for your goals. Setting goals for things that you can't control. Setting goals that you don't want to achieve. When I first left my real job to start my own business, my goals were simple. I wanted to replace the income that I had with my job immediately and gain the freedom of not having a boss. I had many other wants. I never wanted to depend on a single customer. I wanted to avoid cold call selling. There were many possible goals, but keeping things simple helped me focus on the bottom line. I needed to pay the bills. I wanted my freedom now. So there weren't too many goals to focus on. The goals were measurable. I knew exactly how much money I needed to replace my current income. There was a time frame, even though it didn't sound too realistic. My goals were very relevant. I definitely wanted to achieve them, and it was something that I could control. Even better, by having that pressing focus, I was able to replace my income and have my freedom immediately. To accomplish my goals, I leveraged the skills that I had, identified real problems that my potential customers needed solved right then, and found solutions to their problems. I also identified key influencers within my existing networks and developed real relationships with them so that they could help me spread the word about the solutions that I had created. The goals that you set today will change as your impact grows. Once I replace my income and have my own business, I can move on to bigger goals. I want to encourage you to define your purpose and start setting those goals. The impact assessment tool will help you do exactly that. From there, it's just one simple test at a time to creating amazing impact. But the first rule of impact is to remember to... Well, we'll get to that part. Put some thought into assessing your skills. Make two lists right now of all the skills you can leverage right now and the second list of the skills that you want to develop. Then start thinking about your goals. Don't set too many goals. Be specific. Create goals that can be measured. Set goals that are relevant. Develop goals that are realistic. Set goals with a time limit. Put those goals in writing. Don't make them too easy. Frame your goals positively. Understand why you want to achieve a goal, and then set priorities for your goals. Don't set goals for things that you can't control, and don't set goals for things that you don't want to achieve. Set goals that are going to change your life and the lives of people around you. Be sure and subscribe to this broadcast on iTunes. Download the recording, stuff it in your file of learning materials, and let's make an impact together.
This is my first introduction to Ken, and I have to say I think he's an absolutely phenomenal individual. He has felt like he has held my hand, even though he really hasn't, to try and help me move forward in my projects that I'm working on. His caring demeanor is absolutely astonishing.
I would like to highly recommend that you check out Ken MacArthur and anything that he has to offer. Ken has given me some awesome advice. In fact, I consider Ken a legend in the internet marketing arena, and I go to him anytime I'm about to launch a new product or if I need marketing advice or strategic advice. I go to Ken first because I know that his advice is gold. It's pure gold. So make sure that you pick up anything that Ken has to offer. Get to an event of his. You're going to learn a ton from this man. Highly recommended.
And I just want to say that if you ever have a chance to meet Ken MacArthur in person, you have to take that chance. Just drop whatever you're doing, take time off from work, and just go to whatever event he is hosting, because it's just an incredible experience.
The latest and greatest information is always available at kenmacarthur.com.